The Day That I Met You, The World Had Just Spit Me Out, written by Zia Zippy 5379 and read by K-Burb. This is a Marvel-DC crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It is a Soulmates AU, featuring the relationship between Diana / Natasha Romanoff.
The day that I met you, the world had just spit me out. On my way to the bottom, sure I'd never be found.
She was falling, and all she could see was Clint's broken expression. So she closed her eyes to save herself the pain. She was happy to give herself up for everyone. Her only regret was that her soulmate would never know why they wouldn't meet. Natasha didn't know why she was aware of herself. She shouldn't be. She should have been dead. She sacrificed herself to save everyone and let Clint get to go home to his family. But there she was, waking up again. Somewhere. She didn't open her eyes, just let herself adjust to being awake again while getting all the information that she could from her surroundings. There was the beeping of a heart monitor and the sounds of an IV drip. She felt the IV in her arm, but didn't do anything about it. Nor did she do anything about the cuff she could feel tying her to the bed. But that told her it wasn't her team that had found her. For long minutes, she just lay there, taking stock of what was going on and the fact that she was not dead. In fact, she felt no worse than if she had been knocked out by a drug, not blunt force trauma like she was. Clint better not have saved her and doomed the universe.
"I know you are awake," a woman's voice said, "but you can keep pretending you are not if you would like."
Natasha finally opened her eyes at that. In complete shock. Her soul mark. The word she died thinking she would never get to hear. And they were the first thing that she heard upon waking up very much not dead like she should have been. She turned her head to look at the owner of the voice and was met with seeing the most beautiful woman she had ever seen in her life. She had olive skin and black hair that shined in the artificial light of the medical room in a way that should not have been as beautiful as it was. Her eyes were some of the darkest brown Natasha had ever seen, and she found them captivating. Like she could get lost in the depth of them forever. She wore something that made her think of Thor and his friends, but not as Norse-inspired. Something else, though, right out of mythology. Like a goddess. It was perfect for her, and made her look so powerful, and like she could take on anything. Her soulmate was perfect, and no one would be able to convince her otherwise.
"I'm just taking stock of myself," Natasha said, hoping it would be enough to be recognized by.
Maybe this was fate rewarding her for sacrificing herself, giving her the soulmate she had started to crave over the last years trying to help a world in shambles, to lead the way to trying to fix the wrongs that had happened. There was no reaction, and Natasha's heart cracked. Maybe it wasn't a reward, after all, but punishment for all she had done, to finally meet her soulmate and have them not react. For Natasha to not be her soulmate.
"That is reasonable, but now that you are awake, we have a few questions for you," she said.
"We.
There are others watching. We just thought one of us in the room might make you more comfortable."
"Ah, well then, I guess you better start asking them, though I would appreciate knowing what to call you, seeing as I have no idea who you are." If her soulmate wasn't going to acknowledge what they were, then Natasha wanted to get this over with as fast as possible. And she wouldn't lie to her soulmate, even if they weren't each other's. But her soulmate seemed taken aback at Natasha not knowing who she was.
"I am referred to as Wonder Woman," she said. "That is what you may call me. The first of my questions is the same. Who are you?"
"My name is Natasha Romanoff. Codename, Black Widow."
"Codename? For what organization?"
Natasha was getting the distinct feeling that she was not anywhere near her home. possibly another of the worlds like Asgard based on Wonder Woman's outfit, but the medical equipment screamed humans to her, so she had no idea. Yes, my code name, for S.H.I.E.L.D. or the Avengers, take your pick, I worked for them both.
I have never heard of these organizations.
Do you live under a rock? Or not on Earth, perhaps? Because those are the only ways I think you could not know either of those. Natasha knew she was being rude, but she was in pain and her heart was breaking. So she was going to be a bit rude.
I do live on Earth, and I am very much connected to what is going on. I am one of the founders of the Justice League.
Natasha banged her head back against the bed. So I sacrificed my life to save half the population of the fucking universe and get sent somewhere I don't belong. Great. After some more back and forth with Wonder Woman, working to figure out what side she was on and what her intentions might be, and Natasha was left alone. She knew she was being watched, but she was so done with everything that not only the universe but the multiverse had decided to do to her that she just curled up and cried. She felt as though she was being punished for trying to save life itself. Natasha spent a few days trapped in that medical room before they let her out, only into some more rooms of the space station she was in, because it seemed the superheroes of her new home were able to have things like that. Though she thought calling it the Watchtower was a little bit ominous. But it gave her more freedom while the heroes figured out what they wanted to do with her. They only gave her access to a few non-critical rooms, but one of those was the gym, which she was very thankful for. Because it gave her the chance to beat up some punching bags and get rid of some of her anger. Once it was clear that she was not in her home universe anymore, she had thought maybe that Wonder Woman didn't know soulmates were real, or that she had a soulmate. But then she had heard some of the heroes talking about their soulmates, so that couldn't be the case. So there were only three options. Wonder Woman didn't have Natasha's mark. The mark was somehow unrecognizable as what Natasha had said for some reason, or she was intentionally ignoring the fact that they were soulmates. None of which made Natasha happy, but she somehow couldn't give up on the hope that it would be the second option, and she just didn't know it yet. She was there alone, beating up one of the bags they kept for those with higher strength. Her enhancements had led to the normal ones not being enough, and made her realize that was why in every gym she had regularly used since joining S.H.I.E.L.D., she had her own. She had never put those pieces together, not being surrounded by the people she was. Wonder Woman, whose name turned out to be Diana, came into the room, and Natasha ignored her. Natasha was sure that was who had come into the room. She just kept hitting the bag, until it went swinging hard enough she had to physically stop it rather than hit again.
"What did that poor punching bag ever do to you?" Diana asked.
"Be there when I needed to practice," Natasha said, not looking at her and just leaning on the bag.
"Seems like you need to practice a lot. I've heard you come in here every day for hours."
Natasha took a deep breath not to snap the other woman, who was prying where she wasn't wanted. Or was wanted, but not in the way that she was acting.
"I'm used to doing a lot," Natasha said. "There isn't much else for me to do up here when I can't stand reading any more of your world's history and figuring out where it differs from my own."
"I can understand that need. I have spent many days training to try and lessen the pain of loss," Diana said, with something that sounded too much like pity to Natasha. She whirled around to glare at the other woman, who had a matching look to her tone on her face.
"I don't need your pity," she bit out. "Yes, I lost my home and all the people I love, and I don't even know if what I did even worked, but that does not mean I am to be pitied. I am still the person I was."
Her face changed to something Natasha didn't bother to parse.
"You are," Diana agreed. "But you are also someone who has gone through trauma and loss like no one else here, in ways that no one will be able to understand. But it is not pity I offer you. It is sympathy, an ear to listen if that is what you need."
Natasha glared some more. How dare she say something like that when all she did with her presence was break Natasha even more? I don't need someone to listen, she said. I need to get this energy out. So if you don't mind, I am going to get back to this. She started to turn, but was interrupted.
If you would like a sparring partner, I am willing.
She turned back.
Really? You're willing to risk that? No one else is.
Diana smiled.
I don't think you actually want to hurt anyone here. Some of the others are just afraid you aren't going to hold back enough with how much anger you are holding onto right now. But any damage you cause me will heal, she said. I'm willing to take the risk.
Then let's spar. They went into the permanent sparring ring in the center of the gym and started sparring. It was one of the best Natasha had ever had. There was no need to prove herself or risk getting punished, nor was there any risk of hurting the other woman. And she wasn't like some of her teammates who, even if she didn't hold back, held back on her. No, Diana seemed to be giving it her all in this fight. It was obvious to Natasha that she was more used to having a weapon in her hand and was struggling just a little without one, which gave Natasha all the openings she needed to win more rounds than Diana, which she had to say she was proud of. But eventually they had to stop. Both of them were tired out by the sparring. And it made Natasha too tired to feel the anger she had been holding on to, and it was replaced with sadness. And something else that caused her to ask a question she didn't know if she wanted to know the answer to. Do you have a soulmate? She asked, flopping down onto her back on the mat. Diana followed her in flopping.
I do, but so far I haven't met them. No one I've met fits my mark correctly.
Peculiar. Why did it need to fit them? Soulmates were just words. The first word spoken.
What do you mean it doesn't fit? Soul marks are symbols representing your soulmate in some way, and mine doesn't fit any person I've met, and no one has shown me a mark that symbolizes me, so I have not met them yet.
Natasha's heart skipped a beat. Maybe she had been all wrong about her ideas. In my universe, we have the first words our soulmate will say to us written on our bodies somewhere, she said.
That must make it easier to find them than our method.
Sometimes. Other times it's too common, and you have to hope what you said is distinctive enough for them to recognize.
That does sound unfortunate.
Then Natasha decided to take an even bigger risk and ask the question that would either confirm or deny if they were requited soulmates or not.
Is your mark a red hourglass shape with a circle around it? She asked.
Diana sat up and looked down at Natasha's face, suspicion written all over her own.
How did you know that?
It's mine, Natasha said. Like you have your W's, Superman has his shield, and Batman has his bat? It was what let people know something was me, my hero symbol.
Oh, does that mean I said the words in your mark?
You did, right when I woke up. But then you didn't react to what I said, and I thought you didn't want me. Diana smiled down at her.
I very much do want you. I've wanted my soulmate for so long. I just hate to think that fate always knew you would end up here, so far away from your home and loved ones.
Natasha sat up and took Diana's hand in her own.
I can make a new home here. They will always be a part of me. But if I'm right, any sign I could be alive would break the world, if it's not already broken beyond repair. We will build a home together, and I will try to find a way to confirm if your old home is okay.
She leaned in and rested her forehead against Natasha's. They had each other now, and Natasha knew no matter what else happened in this new world, someone would have her back. The end.
There's no sun in my sky, no mirrors for monsters. And-